afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 1st, 2019, 1:32 p.m. We call this meeting to order and on the record. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold. Followed by a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Sanders.
Please join me in prayer and just keep in mind this Independence Day coming up this Thursday, the 4th of July. I hope everybody has a very special 4th of July, but also be prepared for your travels and be safe and be mindful of those of others. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where with few limitations we worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today and all days so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name, and the glory be yours. Amen.
Amen. Please join me.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll get our agenda today a little bit out of order. When the sheriff, I may have received a file executed agreement between Jefferson County on behalf of the jail and TAN Healthcare and Core Health and Medical Services to provide the inmates of the jail. Item B is to consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Tammy K. Markham for 22 years and 3 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County and to our citizens and wishing her well in retirement. And item C is to consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing Jan M. Shelley for 23 years and 4 months of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. We have a motion on those items under the sheriff.
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Staley, if you'd like to come up to the podium, Commissioner Weaver has a resolution he's going to read.
Officer Staley, I just want to thank you for your service to this county. You put in a lot of time with the sheriff's office, and it's greatly appreciated. Working in the jail, as I know, is sometimes a thankless job, and there's a lot of hard work and a lot of dedicated men and women out there that do that job daily. You were one of those. You're going to be missed, and we appreciate your service.
Doesn't look old enough to have been here for 24 years.
So it's my honor to read this resolution. Whereas Jan M. Staley has devoted 23 years and 4 months of her life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Officer Staley has dedicated her talents and services as a corrections officer in the correctional facility for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas Jan M. Staley has pledged her services as a corrections officer at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility, which includes following policies, procedures, rules, regulations for the care and custody of inmates, also responding to emergency situations involving the evacuation of inmates for hurricanes for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Jan M. Staley has earned the respect of her colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. Whereas having made a significant contribution to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Jan M. Staley is recognized for her unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by our friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioner Court does hereby honor and commend Jan Staley for her dedicated services as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement. Signed, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners. Congratulations.
Judge and Commissioners, it's bittersweet for the Sheriff's Office to congratulate Jan on her retirement and her future endeavors with her family, but we're also going to sorely miss her dependability and dedication to the job and always having a great attitude and a smile. Her experience is going to be sorely missed to find somebody to replace her. But on behalf of the sheriff and the sheriff's office, we want to give you your county retirement watch. The judge has the flag.
Would you like to say something?
First of all, thank God. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right here, do you have?
This is my husband, Michael. This is my son-in-law, Josh. This is my grandkids. This is my daughter, Kristen.
Judge, I just want to say Jan, just her son-in-law just got married. I was at the wedding. My brother-in-law was the best man at that wedding. And Ms. Loma, that's the crackling man, Josh. Josh, stand up so everybody can see you, Josh. I'm just a boss. Josh, like me, and that's the beautiful bride. And my wife worked with Jan, and we were at that wedding. My wife couldn't enjoy the wedding because she was trying to get your attention the whole time. 25, 30 years ago, y'all worked together.
Yes.
She told me to tell you hello and congratulations, Josh. And you, I see why you can retire. Josh making a lot of money on this
ride. Yes.
West Port Arthur Road, y'all. Port Arthur.
Thank you.
All right.
Also, I don't see Ms. Goodness here today, but I did want to mention that I got a letter from the Texas Historical Commission this week that sent recognition of our Jefferson County Historical Commission in recognition of their active and well-balanced preservation program and awarding them the Distinguished Service Award for this past year. So we're thankful for the work that they do here. Back to the agenda. Also, out of order, under County Commissioners, item A is to hear a presentation from Vietnam Veterans of America, chapter number 292. And item B is consider possibly approve, receive, and file a 2017-18 audit and management letter of Jefferson County Emergency Services District number 1, pursuant to section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. And so now, Mr. Stone.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioners, I have the honor of serving as president of the local chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America. You know, we've been a presence here in the community, and we have found great support from our city, from our county, from our surrounding communities. And we also have recently undertaken a project to raise funds for our Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And we wanted to thank you for your graciousness in allowing us to place that new memorial on the grounds of the Ben J. Rogers Regional Visitor Center out in Interstate 10. We're still fundraising. Our hope is to have the statue cast and mounted and ready to be dedicated on National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day, March 29th of this coming year, 2020. So thank you very much. I also have the honor of serving as president of the Texas State Council of Vietnam Veterans of America. We have 37 chapters across the state and literally spread across the state from here to El Paso, north of Amarillo down to Brownsville. And each year we take pride in presenting awards to certain individuals within our communities who have distinguished themselves by their service. The award that we have to present today did not fit within the categories we had for awards. We don't have one for this particular type of endeavor. So what we did was to bend our rules a little bit. Being president, I can do that. And we're very proud to award our VBA Texas State Council 2019 Legislator of the Year Award to Ashley Malfino in the recognition of her work with Jefferson County Veterans Court. Is she here with us?
There. much. There's a lot of people who are going to be in trouble when we leave. They all pulled it off as a surprise. I'd just like to thank my office, my boss, Bob Martin, for encouraging us to start this Veterans Board. It's been a labor of love. It's been a tough couple of years getting it off the ground, but we've had a lot of support. I think Doug Paulson, thanks for being here today. He's done a great job. You know, as most things at work can be, they get a little tedious and you wonder, why did I take this on? Why am I doing this? But I can tell you with all sincerity that every one of the veterans that have come to our program, we've gotten to all know personally. And when one or two of them come up to me and said that I made a difference with this program and saved their life, because PTSD was going to take their life and this program saved it, it's made it all worth it. So thank you.
Something. As a veteran myself, I remember in the early stages when you were involved in these meetings to set this program up with Judge Warvin and Judge Walston. You were instrumental in doing it. And as a veteran myself, I really appreciate the efforts that you put forth to get this going. And it served us well. And it will continue to serve our veterans well. So thank you.
I think, Mr. Stone, you have a Womack with you, and she just won some kind of award, I thought. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was through Rotary, and like Ashley, I love the veterans. I've never went to gym. My dad always said he'd fill me out one time, so I'm throwing over here. But if somebody disrespects a veteran, I'm probably going downtown.
Next items under purchasing item A is consider approved specification for a request for proposal for lease of property as acquired as a result of the buyout. Item B is consider approved specification for an RFP for development of property located on FM 3514 in Jefferson County. Item C is consider approved lease extension for lease of property acquired as a result of the buyout with Darrell Fogg, Teresa White, Scott Corville, and Levy Family Partnership. For an additional 5 years from July 6, 2019 to July 5, 2024. Item D is consider and approve execute receipt file an engagement letter for auditing services for Jefferson County with the pen for a second year or 3 year contract from July 29, 2019 through July 28, 2020 at a cost not to exceed $69,800. Item E is consider and approve execute receipt file a contract for Ford Fields concession stand with NNT Construction Inc. in the amount of $587,000. Item F is consider and approve execute receipt file professional service agreement with Runbeck Election Services Inc. for ballot print and mail preparation services for the county clerk's office to include a one-time setup fee of $3,000. Estimated fees for services are shown in the Exhibit A of the agreement. G is consider and approve execute receipt file change order number 2 for professional services agreement with LKA Engineering for construction inspection services in the amount of $60,000, bringing the total cost of the agreement from $363,820 to $423,820, funded by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, and any construction costs not covered by these two grants will be funded from the county settlement of BP. Item H is consider and approve disposal of scrap metal property in association with Energy Performance Contracted Services for Jefferson County and Johnson Control to be transferred to a metal salvage company and their sold for such price to make them and with the funds being returned to the county. Then most of those items under purchasing. So moved by Commissioner Sutherland, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
No discussion, but have we gotten any money back from the BP thing? And so how much that?
$1.4 million, and then I think this year was $863,000 in donation funding from the offshore oil wells. We have restrictions on how we can spend that money, though. On it has to be on coastal restoration project.
Right. Yeah. Like the judge said, the original settlement was $1,494,942. We're up to 2 years of payments. Go Mesa. $1,458,391, so almost $2.8 million. And some of that's we use for the shoreline and some for the siphons.
Shoreline and siphons?
Yeah, commitments on the siphons.
What else could it be used for?
Mainly on the Gum Ace, it is shoreline items.
Right, the same thing that we could use and kept our money for.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have to print out, but it's got some restrictions.
Okay. I'm good.
Any other discussion?
Judge, I would like to have a question on item B.
Yeah, that's the property behind the Green Center, the old youth detention facility out there, that hundred and however many acres we have left after we sold the property to ISTC.
The problem I have is we don't have access to 3514.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. Somebody would have to get an easement from the state in order to cross that. Now, we did still have a strip of land to the south of ISTC, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Can we sell it without access?
I think this is just a proposal.
This is
a
proposal.
Yeah, we're going to look at it again. Anybody who submits a proposal, we're going to have to decide according to whether or not we're going to accept it.
This is just a proposal.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, item A, consider possible approval of authorized county judge to execute ground lease between Jefferson County and Mid County Quaza LLC for ground space at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that?
Aye.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Second by Commissioner Sinodal. Commissioner Weaver.
Judge, I just wanted to make a couple of comments on this agenda item. I think before I get started, I just two questions for Airport Director. Obviously, this has been reviewed by the county attorney.
Yes, sir.
Kathleen Kennedy. And the second question is there any financial or otherwise any risk to the county with this proposed ground lease?
No, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, sir.
Okay. I think the important points of this proposal and lease is the fact that the county will not be providing any financial incentives or any financing in any shape or form toward the project. As we've all heard, our county attorney has reviewed it in depth. It's going to be funded, as I understand it, by a private business owner who is present today, who has a proven track record that I'm of the understanding that they have several, actually numerous developments within the county that have proven successful. One such, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the silos on Highway 69 going towards Lumberton. Is that one of them? However, the project that's on the agenda today, the proposal, as I understand it, is for office-type warehouse complex or similar-type development. This ground lease that's under consideration gives the developer a 90-day due diligence time to inspect, determine feasibility of the property that's being proposed, and is the first step in the process. It should be noted that, it's my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Rupp, that he's already met with the county engineer to kind of get some preliminary information on the property. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Regarding the layout, what county requirements are for that particular property and drainage for that particular area. Also, another point that is particularly important on this development, on this proposed lease, is this is for another area of airport property that's outside the city limits and outside the boundaries of the city of Neyland. This is up closer to the fence area of the airport. It is not, I'm going to repeat, it is not the frontage property of the airport where the previous lease was located and expired. That frontage property is still available, as I understand it, over proposals and or ground leases that would meet county requirements and guidelines. As I know the court's aware, part of our FAA grant covenants that we have with the FAA require that we diligently attempt to bring economic development to the airport property so as to make every effort to self-sustain the airport with those revenues received through development and or leases. It should be noted too that we recently demolished all of our 1940s and 1950 hangars out there, all of which private companies have come in to build large span 15,000 square foot and 21,000 square foot hangars, and these are all private companies that step forward to obtain the ground lease and build their own hangars at their expense, not the county's, therefore making a significant investment in our airport. Additionally, you saw on the agenda today that purchasing has developed an RFP, request for proposals for vacant county property on Highway 3514. You may also recall that the county back in 2012 sold some of the property off 69, and ISP built their training and corporate offices there. Also, there's a construction equipment company, I believe, located on some of that property that was sold. This is an example of putting some of this vacant property back on the tax rolls and generating revenue. This property that we're talking about today is just getting mowed by the airport staff. It's just sitting there getting mowed. So I think this is an opportunity to move in the right direction, to bring some revenue to the airport, especially property that's outside the city limits, that's near our fence line, and try to bring some revenue to generate some revenue. As far as the frontage of the airport, I expect the county and the city of Needland, as well as the EDC, will continue to work together, hopefully for a successful outcome. With this said, I'm cautiously optimistic for any development on the airport because there's some challenges there. The property cannot be sold, it can only be leased. So it does bring challenges with it. So I am cautiously optimistic on any and all development out there. That's all I have to do.
Any other discussion?
No discussion, but Alex, if you don't mind, you might need to update the court, get us a map of all properties we have out there remaining that we would have an idea. And
yes,
of all properties that we have now that's under lease agreements and how much money annually we receive from them. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Judge, I'd like to publicly disclose that Mr. LaBrie is a client currently of my wife, who owns Goldbaker Commercial Farnell & Associates. I have no knowledge of this prior to today as far as any agreement he has with her or her company, but due to the possibility of a potential conflict of interest, I will not be voting on this.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll note that Commissioner Arnold abstains, and you'll need to fill out a conflict of interest. Well, I don't think you have one, but you just put your abstention, you need to fill out that report and file it with the clerk. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously.
Judge, if it would be appropriate, could we ask Mr. LaBrie just to come up, make a few short comments?
You bet.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'm not a man of much words. I'd rather actions. It's been exciting and grateful that you have gentlemen like Alex, Commissioners, county engineers, that will come together and put our differences aside and make something happen for the county. My constitution, they taught me in seventh grade, and Needland says, we the people, not I, Henry. We together can make anything happen. We just got to get together and make things happen. And it's really been an honor to working with Alex and the rest of you gentlemen here to make this project come about. And we're local people. We live here. We buy here. We hire here. We spend our money here. It don't go off nowhere. Everything we do is our money stays local. And reinvest. Everything we do is money that we've collected and reinvested in Jefferson County. So I appreciate y'all's time and thank you.
All right, moving to items under county auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer of 136 district court for additional amount for video upgrade in the amount of $2,489. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 7 for additional cost for travel in the amount of $1,000. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for jail for additional cost for rental of equipment in the amount of $4,400. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer for Beaumont maintenance for additional cost for replacement of flagpoles in the amount of $9,000. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement of $4,029,000 to the Bank of New York Mellon for principal and interest payments for the refinancing bond period of 2012. And item F is regular county bill check number 460713 through 460975. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
Move.
Move by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
A couple of questions. Patrick, a friend, you probably need to answer this. From JP 7. So what is the additional money for?
It's for, in their note they had, it was for the legislative updates coming up. Post-legislative conference.
And on the flagpole, how much did we totally pay? I thought last week we put some money in this.
Well, last week we did the change order to increase it through purchasing, but we needed to do this week due to funding.
All right. Okay.
So I think the total ended up around 24, possibly.
Yeah. And I guess finally on this this 4 million, mm-hmm. is that something we talked about doing, or what? When did that come?
No, out? This is something as we've gone on, we've tried to do is bring the wire transfers to the court.
Okay.
And this is how we wire the payment for the debt payments. So as you've seen in the past year, we're trying to bring, along with the regular county bills, the actual wire transfers.
That's why I asked, because I was
Okay. Yeah. Normally this is our big payment. We make our big payment in August for debt services, principal and interest. Usually we just have a February interest payment. So
thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. County tax assessor collector. We have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entity for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of August 2019. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under engineering, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve the amended final plat of Track 3A, 3B, and 3C, 16.19 acres of land, and replat of part of Tracks 3, 4, J.J. Burrell Estate, partition of the Bennett Blackman Survey, abstract number 3 of Jefferson County, located at the corner of FM 365 and Precinct number 3. It's within the City of Port Arthur extraterritorial jurisdiction and approved by the City of Port Arthur Planning and Zoning Department, has met all of our planning requirements. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Okay. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public about it?
I want to get to one thing. I had an opportunity to go to this weekend and see the alumni at a mass reunion, and there was a tremendous number of people there. I received several people talking to me and asking me about the reimbursement and things of that nature. This is a plea to the public and to the media that's here. If it's anyone that received any payment, reimbursement, please give us a call and let us know, because I'm not getting that from people, everyday people out there that I see. I haven't talked to one that received a reimbursement yet of any kind.
Yeah. You talking about the homeowner reimbursement program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just sent out the applications like 2.5 months ago, but by the time they finally got it, the yellow got it approved by on their state action plan. So yeah, it's about time. It's about that. They've got them. Anything else from any other members of the board?
Judge.
Oh, we are not going to have a forum next Monday.
That was correct.
So I know that we've got a workshop on Thursday, right? A week from Thursday on the radio system. So if there's any issue that has to be brought up next week that ought to take a purchasing needs, then we could possibly do it that Thursday.
We do. We have a wire we need to make.
So our next regular meeting will be the 15th, unless we have a special meeting on that Thursday.
And the agenda items will be, are you going to do same time, or are we going to be Monday for our agenda items for Thursday?
Well,
same time.
We do 72 hours in advance, so whatever.
Okay. There's a Friday.
Where
do you want your agenda?
Wednesday.
Wednesday for agenda items. Okay.
All right, there's nothing further than we are adjourned. Thank you very much. Thank you.